Writing objectives. The mnemonic called SMART provides a useful tick list for writing effective objectives. You and your staff can set SMART objectives for anything relevant to their work, including the task, the management style, personal learning and development, attitudes and behaviours, etc. So let's have a look at what SMART is. The S is for specific. Express the objective in precise result terms, i.e. an end and not a means to an end, and state it in clear, simple language. M is for measurable. Include a performance standard, whether it's quality, quantity, resources, or time. When objectives are measurable, it is easier to agree later on what has or has not been achieved. Decide how it will be measured and monitored. A is for action orientated. The objective should use an action verb that describes activity, not something cerebral like know, appreciate, or understand. How do you measure if someone understands something, for example? A is also for agreed. It is important that objectives are discussed and jointly agreed with those undertaking them. The whole process of discussion up front increases commitment and ensures that the objectives are reasonable and that priorities are clear and understood. Agreement now avoids disagreement later. But if you can't agree, well, the final decision remains with you as the manager. With some people, it is sometimes useful to set objectives bottom-up, i.e. to ask individuals to set their own objectives for you to then discuss and agree them later. R is for realistic. Does the individual have the ability, the time, and the resources available to achieve the objective you want to set them? Any objective should be stretching, but achievable, and will vary depending upon the person's capabilities. Objectives that are either too hard or too easy will very quickly demotivate. R is also for relevant. The objective should be relevant to the individual's job role. And finally, T is for time-bound. Always include target dates. Specify when the results must be achieved and don't leave an objective open-ended. Both parties need to know the deadline for getting things done. Here is an example. To ensure service requirements are met efficiently, with 95% of agreed service requirements being met within 7 working days by the end of June.